On your knees, Jamelis bellows, his voice deep and gruff. I sink and kneel at Soren's feet, his legs spread wide as he sits in his chair. I can see partially up his shorts at this angle, and I catch a glimpse of his enormous cock hiding deep inside. Jamelis kneels next to me, looking me over as if inspecting my body before giving further instructions. Good. You are clean and presentable. You must always ensure that you are groomed. Your master could require your services at any moment. You must always be prepared. I look at him and nod. When worshipping a god like Soren, it is customary to begin with the feet. He points toward the sandals Soren wears. Remove them. I undo the leather straps, removing Soren's long, slender feet from the shoes. I hold one of his heels in my palm, supporting his powerful calf with my other hand. The tender sole of his foot is a soft and flawless gold-toned tan. His toes are thin, providing a sort of gracefulness to the overall shape.
Kiss!
I lean in and touch my lips to his sole, licking slightly at the pad of his foot. The taste is strange, sweaty, dirty, beautiful. Natural instincts begin to take over, and I extend my tongue, running it along the underside of his foot as Soren looks down with casual amusement. The salty taste, the sweaty smell. Why do I like this? I know I should be repulsed, but I can't get enough. The more of it I take in, the more I want. It's like a drug. I continue kissing and lapping at his feet, relishing in the shameful display. I was once a proud, well-respected merchant, but now I kneel, licking one of the dirtiest parts of another man's body. There is shame in this act, but also pride. I am his servant. I am his possession. He approves of me, and that fills me with a happiness I've never known before. Suck the toes. I obey. Taking Soren's big toe in my mouth, I swirl my tongue around the appendage. It's a strange feeling as it wiggles slightly. This feels so powerful, so intimate. That's good. Jamelis looks at me approvingly, his face slightly flushed. If you wish to properly please, you must service every inch of his body. Move to his legs. I remove Soren's sweaty toe from my mouth, kissing atop his foot before moving upward, planting loving kisses along the length of his leg. I run my palms along his dense, muscular calf, feeling the heavy shape in my hand. His dark skin is flecked with incredibly thin white hairs that tickle as I massage against his muscle. There's something almost hypnotic about the shape. It's like I could kneel here for hours, just running my fingers along the flawless skin and making out with his hard muscles. Move higher. I proceed toward his thighs, kissing the soft skin on his inner legs near his shorts. He has such little body fat on him, you can make out each individual sinew. As I kneel, it feels almost like a lesson in human anatomy. I didn't even know these muscles existed. Kiss, kiss, kiss. I can't get enough. I want to show him how perfect he is. Can I suck his cock? I turn to Jamelis.
Patience, he chuckles. To properly worship a cock, you must begin slowly. You need to tease it and coax it. Cock has a mind of its own, and you need to make it want you. I look toward the meaty mound bulging in Soren's silk shorts as I rest my forearms on his thighs. I know what to do. I lean in and press my nose into the bulge, inhaling a deep lungful of his musk.
The pheromones make me feel detached and dizzy. They make me relax. Gradually, I begin kissing the outline of his dick, carefully tracing along the underside. I take care to hit all the pressure points I use whenever I masturbate. Something about the feeling of another man's penis against my face feels so natural and right. Even if Soren weren't a sexual mage, I know I'd enjoy this act. Some men are meant to lead, others to follow. We both receive fulfillment from this type of subjugation and worship. It is the natural order of human society. I continue making out with the bulge as Soren laces his long fingers into my hair, raking his nails against my scalp as I work on his dick. It slowly begins to inflate, the shape becoming more pronounced and easier to service. I move my lips to the head of his cock, feeling the outline of his bulbous tip. How I'd love to taste it right now. Soren has the same idea, and he pulls my head back by the hair before sliding his shorts off. That beautiful dick takes my breath away. Tall, vascular, masculine. The sight never ceases to make my head spin. His girthy balls hang low beneath the massive cylinder, the cock itself flopping lazily onto his thigh. The long, firm tube is as functional as it is aesthetically pleasing. It's a tool, a funnel designed to burrow deep into human men, seeding them with powerful essence. It's a device used to overpower and control the minds of other males. Begin at the balls. Take it slow. Jamelis begins slowly rubbing his own bulge as he observes my performance. I move in, licking against the smooth, soft skin of his ballsack. The fleshy sensation against my tongue is silky and delicate as I suction against one of his testicles, taking it into my mouth. I run my tongue around the shape with incredible care, marveling at how such a powerful organ can exist. This is what creates his beautiful sperm, the same sperm that will soon enter my brain. I trace my wet pink lips up to the base of his shaft, sucking shamefully against the hard, fleshy tube as his musk swirls around me. I feel so weak, so powerless. I will do anything to please my master. Resist touching yourself. Delaying your own pleasure will make you more aroused, more malleable. I keep my hands atop Soren's thighs as I lick up and down his monstrous penis, feeling my own erection bobbing as I move. To jack myself off right now would feel almost disrespectful. Someone as powerful and magnificent as Soren, he should be the only one receiving pleasure. He is the only person in this room who matters. Such a good boy. He strokes my hair as I lick at his reproductive organ. My little cock slut.